Good, I've got my wonderful assistant over there, that's good. If there is a child that can run really well and wants to help out with this, yeah, come on in, Elodie. Come on down. Wonderful. You're going to be my runner today. Excellent. So the Christmas story is such a wonderful, powerful tale of God breaking into our world. If you go to where Janet is, you'll be able to help out. God broke into our world to clear up the mess that we've made of our lives and of the world and to bring us into relationship with Him. Now, I don't know, have you been looking forward to Christmas? Yes. Are you looking forward to eating some chocolates at Christmas, among other things? I mean, there's turkey, I know, but there is chocolate, isn't there? Yeah? Yeah. Have any of you had an advent calendar with chocolate in it? Did you manage to only eat one a day, Arlo? You did. Well done. We found my daughter's chocolate advent calendar, and 24 had already been eaten before today. I don't know. Anyway, so I think that, and I know that chocolate can speak to us and chocolate can help us understand the Christmas message. And I was issued a challenge earlier in the week because one or two people may have heard this talk before here and in other churches. And so I've slipped a few more in, and there's some pretty tenuous chocolate names in what I'm about to share with you. Janet is going to be watching. Oh, you've got two helpers. Well, okay, Elodie, your job is to see whose hand goes up first when I mention a chocolate. Well, and you, Arlo, but you put your hand down. Do you know, whenever I do a school assembly, which isn't very often because Janet says I'm not that good at them, I say to the kids, put your hand up. And the whole, before I finish the sentence, all the hands are up. No, put them down. You're only allowed to put them up when you hear a chocolate bar, okay? Kiddies, listen out hard. Chocolate bar. You hear a chocolate bar, get your hand up. If Arlo sees that, you'll get a chocolate bar. You ready? Okay. So a long time ago, God created the heavens and the earth and even our galaxy. Oh, Christine, there you go. There's a galaxy for Christine. Run a galaxy over. Okay, you got the... Yeah, you're running the chocolate over as the hands go up. Okay. He made it beautiful and everything was good. The Bible tells us that the first people, Adam and Eve, they were told to lead creation and they could eat anything except for the fruit pastel of one tree. Where was that one? Yeah, come on. That's it. He's had his chocolate now, okay? Or his sweetie, okay? Representing the human race, Adam and Eve decided to take a time out from God's plan. They're in order. They're in order. Who got it? They ate that forbidden fruit and suddenly they realized that they were naked. With an apostrophe in the middle of it. Yes. I don't know. I'm not watching. And that brought sin and separation into the world, and also separation between us and God. And it meant their heads were in a spin. They were in a twirl. Do you know who got that one?
No.
I think they're in order. I think that was Ezra. And with that fact that their heads were in a spin, came suffering into the world, pain into the world, loneliness into the world, bullying and violence and death. And things became pretty Haribo. There you go. Yep. Life. I think I'm out of order now. Life for many was not a picnic. I could even say it became a bit rocky. Oh, have we done Rocky already? Oh, we've done Rocky already. Oh, okay. But of course, that's not what God wants. God doesn't want sin and suffering and death and pain in our world. He wants for us to have relationship within us. He wants to give us a boost. He wants to boost the world. There we go. I think that's all the way out the back, isn't it? You can't just go for the front. You've got to go to the back. Oh, okay, Ariel, get someone. God had a plan, And he wanted to make a change. And so he sent his own son to clear up our mess. And just over 2,000 years ago, a young girl called Mary heard a whisper from the angel of the Lord. Is that noise? Who's that noise at the back? Well done, Noyes, from the angel of the Lord, who appeared to tell her that she would give birth to God's son. She was afraid and kind of surprised. Because she wasn't yet married. I think Leo needs to get one fairly soon. Because she wasn't yet married to Joseph, and her pregnancy would be the gossip of conversation in the village. An angel came to her fiancé, Joseph, to reassure him. He was a good egg. Some would say, hold on. Some would say, even better than a Cadbury's cream egg. Yeah, I think Sophia's got her hand up pretty quickly, this one. Although I think you want to put your hand up for the next one, because I don't think you like these ones. And because there were a couple of love hearts, they carried on with their engagement. I think, just there. Yeah. There we go. There we go. Enjoy. Just before Mary was due to give birth, political events overtook them, and they needed to go back to their hometown, Bethlehem, for a census. It was a long way, and Joseph was worried if she would flake out along the way. She got it. Of course, in those days, there was no aeroplanes. I don't know. How we doing? Yeah, Havila, that'll be good. I think somewhere up there is probably in the next one. And there were no double-decker buses either. There we go. They went over hill and dale and eventually made it to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. That night, shepherds were looking after their sheep. Suddenly, they saw angels in the sky. The shepherds normally protected the lambs from lions. Are we going? Era, I think, is that one? Yeah, okay. Okay. And here's a new chocolate bar for you. It was like a starburst. Oh no, that's not the new one. There's a new one that I'd never heard of before. Coming in a minute. A glorious sight. The angels were singing, "Glory to God in the highest," and told those shepherds who bred the lambs for the daily sacrifices in the temple that the Lamb of God was born, and he was wrapped in a manger, and much like they would every day put their lambs in. Okay, the singing was just amazing, and perhaps some minstrels joined in. Well, these are galaxy minstrels. Here you go, Rinaldo. Oh, there we go. All right, come on. Quick. There's another one. Good lad. This is good football training for you. So the shepherds took a break, perhaps with a Kit Kat. There was a Kit Kat. You got the Kit Kat. Who's the Kit Kat? Doreen. Doreen's got the Kit Kat. And they went to go and see the newborn baby. Of course, it was getting late. It was after 8. Yeah, no one's got their hands up. Who wants an after 8? Oh, Pat wants an after 8. No, over there somewhere. There's two of them, so you could go for two people. Probably adults, because kids hate after 8s. I don't know. There's another one. There. But they turned up to see Jesus and went away praising God. Meanwhile, in a far country, wise men from perhaps Iran, Iraq, or perhaps they were Turkish, delighting in looking at the stars. Oh, that's my favourite one. There you go, enjoy. They were real smarties. Always looking up at the stars. There's that one then. Who's a smartie? I think that's probably one of, yeah, the Moy clan. Oh, okay. I think one of the Moy clan gets the next one, Arlo. Just, there's a whole group of children that are all looking very desperate, okay? Are you ready? They saw a new Starbar. Starbar, yeah, new chocolate I've never heard of. A new Starbar. In the Milky Way. Or was it Mars? one of the Moy's children, probably little Moy. She's looking hungry. Minnie Moy. There you go. There we go. Oh, now you're making one next to Cheyenne crying, so you better hurry up with the next one. Okay, they knew they had to follow it. So they set out and began to follow the star. And on the way, they probably had some munchies. I think probably next to Cheyenne. When they got there, they went to Herod's palace to meet with the king, Herod, to see what he knew about the royal birth. At first, he couldn't conceal his surprise. When they convinced him it was true, he sent them to find the baby and said he wanted to worship the king too. The wise men took their bounty. I think probably over there this time. Elodie, over there, I think, probably, just there, yeah, okay. To Jesus, giving gold. Hello, just there. Oh, they didn't put their hands up. Okay, Esther, somewhere, go somewhere. There's me trying to be generous to people. Further up, right at the back. Oh, okay, cool. To symbolise his kingship, myrrh to symbolise his priesthood, and frankincense to show that he had actually come to die for him. God warned the wise men in a dream that Herod was up to his old Twix again. There you go, Natalie. Herod really was a horrible man. A horrible man. So in a twirl, the wise men went home another route. We'll let him get back. It was a bit of a fudge. I think that was Jason. Have you already had one, Jason? No, Jason gets a... Oh, you had one. It was a fudge, someone. There you go. A fudge? Pat wants a fudge. Just there, Pat there, sorry. What have I got left?
You've got a crunchy in the tongue.
Oh. Okay. Oh, right, okay, yeah. The story of Christmas is amazing. And at Christmas time, we need to take time out. To think about it. But why did Jesus come? And here's the crunchy point of the sermon. Who's the crunchy? This little one here. Has he got one already? Oh, okay. Who's not had one? Oh, my runner. There you go. You can have it. Oh, thank you very much. You'll get first dibs at celebrations in a minute, so hang around for a second. Okay, the chocolate nativity is a little bit of fun. And every time I do it, I kind of worry that actually people aren't focused on the story that I've been telling. They're more focused on the chocolate. And as you're eating the chocolate and the sugar rush is happening, there's less concentration happening. So I want to just take a minute or two to help us to understand why Jesus really came. And of course, I got some more chocolate, a chocolate-related game. Now, I love cooking. I really do like cooking, and some of what I cook is quite good. Some of what I cook, I might need a bit more practice at making chocolate truffles, though. Just a warning. So we're going to play a little game. And I'd like two brave volunteers. Really brave. Are you brave? Okay. To another Nicholas, are you desperate to come? I'm warning you, Nicholas, that these are interesting truffles. Yeah? I'm not telling you. No, we did that a couple of weeks ago. He's just asked me, do you want to come and try an interesting truffle as well? You can come. No. No? Okay. Okay. Arlo's just asked me, do they taste of poo? A couple of weeks ago, we did have some chocolates that were durian chocolates, and they did taste of, yeah, interesting things. Right, okay. So, should we make them, how many can I eat in 30 seconds?
No.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
One.
You just want to try one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right then, just try one. Try one of my lovely chocolate truffles. Yeah. Janet, you might want to take a photo.
Oh, come on.
It's a truffle.
At least they're like sprouts.
Yes.
Absolutely gross.
Yeah. Well done. Do you like them? Oh, no, you are a very strange boy. Would anyone else like to try one of my delicious... Oh, do you want to turn around so they can see your face? Because it's amazing. Would anyone else like a delicious chocolate truffle? Yeah, I do warn you that you might prefer the celebrations. Right, there you go. You can take them around. Okay. Well done, Nicholas. Good sport. Good lad. Okay. You finish yours. So those chocolate truffles do look really nice on the outside. They're a little bit more interesting on the inside, as they are quite well-cooked sprouts. And I think the point is that these chocolate truffles, these chocolate-covered Brussels sprouts, really do illustrate the human condition, in that many of us walk around, and on the outside that we show that we're fine. Many of us walk around with masks. Actually, this is worse than the chocolate bars, because I can see you enjoying them so much. Anyway, people walk around with masks. People hide really what's going on inside their hearts. And inside of each one of our hearts is a separation from God. You know, Jesus said that it's what's inside our hearts that causes the mess in the world and the mess in our lives. It's what's inside our hearts that comes out of our mouths. Jesus said that out of our heart comes evil thoughts. It comes murder and adultery and immorality and theft and false witness and slander. And so that is why God came. That is why Jesus came, to deal with the fact that our hearts are in a mess. That deep inside that we are in a mess. And you can have whatever mask that you like on the outside to show the world, but inside, you're a mess. We're all a mess. We're far from God. And our hearts are consumed with things that shouldn't be there. And so Jesus came to cleanse us from within. What Jesus does is start an inside job, cleansing us and changing us, bringing us into relationship with God, forgiving us of everything that we said and done and thought that's wrong. And so what I'd love us to do in just a moment or two, we're going to finish, but in a minute or two, we're going to watch a video, just a very short video. In the new year, we're going to be running an Alpha course. And Alpha is this wonderful course that is spread all over the world. About 50 million people have done it. And it's a very short course that allows you to just think about Jesus, think about Christianity, check out the claims of Christ. And what happens on the Alpha course is each evening, we'll do it on a Sunday night normally, each evening we'll have a little meal together, we'll eat together, chat and just build friendship. Then we watch a short video on an aspect of Christianity. And then after that, it's a chance to discuss and ask questions. It's the kind of place where you can ask whatever questions you like. No question is too simple. Some questions are too hard. But it's a great opportunity to find out about Christianity and about this Jesus who's come to change us from the inside. So we're going to start the Alpha course in the new year. Hopefully many of you, as you came in, got a little slip telling you about the course. If you didn't, you can grab one on the way out. But let's just watch a short little promo video for Alpha just to show you what it's all about.
In the modern world, there's not much space for life's big questions.
Oh my God.
Is there a map to this?
Not much time set aside for. Why am I here?
I don't think there's more to life than each other. I think we are the point.
Is there more to life than this?
Some people dream of finding happiness through money.
I like cars.
Something awakened in me. It was a realization I would never find happiness where I was looking for it.
Where's God in all this?
Growing up, I've lost a lot of people. I would lack answers for that.
Are you real, God?
What's the point in prayer?
What's the purpose behind all this?
We all have different perspectives on the meaning of life.
Does faith do more harm than good?
It takes a lot for me to trust someone.
The Alpha Film series makes space for the big questions. Each episode unpacks a new topic and gives you time to explore what you think. Try Alpha.
But after all the celebrations are over in the new year, Sunday evenings from the 14th, we'd love you to try Alpha. If you want to find out a bit more about Christian faith, we'd love you to join us. Grab a leaflet at the end. We're going to sing, Christmas, Jesus coming, is a time for celebrations. Get them out. So everyone gets a chocolate and there's no Brussels sprouts in that box. Because they can't even open it. So proof that I haven't doctored them. He can, okay. Band, do you want to come up and we'll sing the last thing? We wish you Got nails. Janet's got nails. Okay, we're going to stand and sing our last carol. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And there's offering baskets at the back there and there. There's a card reader over there if you want to donate to the Ukrainian appeal. There's plenty more details about Alpha if you want to sign up for that. We'd love you to join us. And there'll be chocolates coming around.